Hello. I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, everybody, it's your man, Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here it go.
Is talking about Kevin again. Plus, I bet Amy Schumer's vows are raunchier than yours. Even you, Frank.
No.
Trying to tell you. But first, baby Chicago West's face has been revealed, y'all.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, I know, Gary. You've been waiting on this
one. Oh, Lord, yes.
Now, Kim posted the first selfie of Chicago on Instagram along with a cute little mouse filter.
That's the problem. That's not her face. Believe me, I know this because my actual real face has never even been seen on Instagram.
Because of filters,
yes,
right?
Yes, so this isn't baby Chicago. We still don't know what she looks like.
No, that's actually not a filter. The baby was born with ears like that. They're going to get them removed. Don't worry.
Way long enough to fall off. But are those the baby's eyes, or is that the filter making her eyes like that?
Well, that actual filter does add eyelashes. It changes your eye color. Mm-hmm. It adds all kind of little stuff. Adds, like, rosiness to your cheeks.
Yeah.
And perfect for if you don't have on any makeup and you want to take a picture.
Right. I feel bad for North. The first baby picture of North was just like... I mean, it had no filter, no nothing. It's just laying there.
Yeah, she just laid
that's
it out.
Saint.
Oh, yeah, that's Saint.
That's
right.
The boy. That's the boy. North is the one that they took a picture of, her first picture, and she's like, wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
Like, she wasn't, wait,
Saint
what?
Got no filter. Saint's just like, is he going to wake up?
And his hands up, don't shoot pose.
Yeah, North is Gary, even you can agree. You know, even though you don't really like Kim, you can agree with it. Kim and Kanye make beautiful babies.
Not necessarily. I mean, because all babies are pretty when they're born.
No, they're not.
Yeah, my son, who's attractive now, thank God, but at one point, he looked like Winston Churchill.
And I remember that.
Yeah.
He had bald hair in the front, but then a lot in the back that sucks straight up.
Yeah, it's like Winston Churchill and Ben Franklin had an affair together and had my kid.
Oh,
Lord. I was like, oh, no. I was secretly happy, though, that he was hideous.
He grew out of it. This next story will make you cringe, burn, or maybe even itch the next time you watch The Bachelor. Yes, there is a new book out that's coming out called Bachelor Nation, Inside the World of America's Favorite Guilty Pleasure, and it is revealing all the dirty secrets of the show. In fact, the book reveals the biggest reason why most applicants get rejected. Author Amy Kaufman, she reveals that the show has a very strict and thorough medical and background check, according to the executive producers and former assistants. As soon as the medical tests come back, you'd see that herpes was the biggest thing, and sometimes you'd be the first person to tell the contestant. Like, they didn't even know they had it.
No!
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, but you can't be on the show. And they're like, well, why? Like, maybe you should give your doctor a call.
Oh,
but what for? Maybe your doctor should tell you? And so basically everyone found out, or a lot of people found out, that they had the STD.
See, now that's interesting that this is called, this book is called, what, Bachelor Nation? And it's revealing all the secrets?
Yeah.
This is Dish Nation. I mean, we should... What are the secrets? What are the secrets behind the scenes here at Dish Nation?
Who's most likely to have herpes on this show?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We
live this far to be fooled.
Right.
Frank, you better start with the man in the mirror.
Listen to Michael. Oh.
Michael.
Clean as a whistle.
You say what I'm for.
Wilsons ain't that clean. People be sharing them.
Well, newly married Amy Schumer got a little raunchy with her wedding vows. Amy opened up to Nikki Glaser about the first few weeks of married life, and she says, it feels good.
Yeah, the first few weeks, dude.
Yeah, honeymoon phase, right?
A year from now.
She's no expert.
So Amy admitted that her vows sucked compared to her husband's vows because she wrote them in like 20 minutes, although she does admit 20 minutes took her to write them, but she did cry while writing them. But she also added a little X-rated promise. She says, in my vows, I go, but I promise I'll keep going down on you, even though everyone tells me I won't.
Dad.
That was in her wedding vows.
She went a step further than most wives, because most of us just promise it all because we want to keep the wedding big and get the bigger diamond, and then we don't do all of that.
You're selling a duck tail.
Yeah, just tell them whatever.
Seriously, that is false advertising. Yeah. If you know.
That's what marriage is, Heidi. Yeah. False advertising.
Were her parents there or her grandparents?
See, Brett, that's what I was thinking too. Like, you could say that in front of your grandma and your mom and dad.
I'm sure folks have seen her specials. I mean, like, she's out there.
But this is a sacred thing.
I mean, it shouldn't be an act.
Yes, it is. It's an act.
You know what? I did my own vows, but it was so weird about it, and I've never gone back and watched the tape. It was, well, whatever.
Well, you have to, because the Bible doesn't have any vows for that thing.
Well, we wrote our own, but I have no memory of it. Like,
You were wasted?
No. Totally sober, but it was so overwhelming.
Don't worry, Heidi. As soon as you don't do what you said, she'll bring it back up.
It's going to miraculously appear.
She's going to be like, here go the vows, Heidi. Right. And you said you
were
going to
do that. That is not what you said, girl.
All right, Atlanta, both Jennifer Lawrence and Oprah are out promoting their movies, and when we come back, we'll tell you what they're saying now. All right, see you later. Bye, guys.
All right, well, moving on. Tori Hart is making the rounds on her Bald and Bougie stand-up comedy show.
Bald and Bougie?
That's a catchy name.
It sure is.
So she's focusing on all the good things that came out of divorcing Kevin Hart. Take a look.
Son, not only did he give me a bigger ass, y'all see it, right? Gave me a bigger child support check. I'm out here on my own pretty much, okay? I'm counting down the days. Like, Heaven, she turns 13 March 22nd. And I'm kind of like, damn, bitch, you turning 13 already? That means I got 7 years, 302 days, 24 hours left of child support. I think you can slow the
You gotta love a woman making it on her own.
That's right,
she
honey.
She just keep on pushing.
But it's good to see her getting her shine.
Hold on, so what's she saying, that her booty is fake in there?
Oh.
I don't think that meant her booty's fake. I think that meant they had kids together.
Which made her booty bigger.
Okay, because I'm like, whoever did her booty, it looked hella natural.
It's real in the studio.
Yeah, it did.
It's real booty. It's her booty.
No, I think that's her booty, y'all. Me and Gary experts on fake booties.
Well, Justin Bieber is ready to take on the fashion industry, y'all.
Let it go, y'all.
According to sources, Justin's company recently filed paperwork to trademark his middle name, Drew, for various types of clothing like shorts, jeans, skirts, and more. Did you say skirts?
Skirts.
You caught me with that one. I said,
Even if 10% of his fans bought something, he's still going to walk out of there rich.
That's true. But you know, I always feel like he has on decent pieces. The fool just puts everything together at the same time. Like, it just don't be making no sense when he puts it together.
It's definitely loungewear. Like, you know, for people who ain't necessarily going no place formal, but like, going to the beach or the mall to buy more real clothes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, apparently, y'all, Justin's team has also filed trademarks for the House of Drew and La Maison Drew, which is the French version for the name.
Oh.
Why the heck would we go to him for style?
Yeah, you know what, though? Weird is the new in.
Is it?
Yeah, tattoos on your face, clothes that don't match, flannels and stripes and polka dots and sweat socks and gym shorts all together at one time. One Timberland boot, one sneaker. That's just what it is, it seems like.
So what would you call your clothing line if you had one?
If I had a clothing line, I'd probably call it Tart.
Okay,
Tart?
I ain't mad at Tart.
Tart. That's just kind of dope.
Yeah, that is.
That's what my line is.
I think I'm going to steal that.
Oh, wait a minute, bitch.
You ain't got it patented yet.
Bitch, don't do it.
I am doing it. It's done, honey. In the name of Jesus, she did it already, honey.
Portia, this just came in from the patent agency.
Thank you.
No.
I got it. Oh, my God. Coming soon, Tart.com. Okay. Just call me Taylor Swift, honey.
Okay.
She's a Swiftie, darling.
Okay. After the break, y'all, you won't believe what Prince Harry's doing for his wedding. And the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is coming back as a woman. Ooh, as a woman?
Welcome back! Well, you guys, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are set to tie the knot at
St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle in England on May 19th.
Yay! And the invites have all been sent out, including to not one, but two of Prince Harry's ex-girlfriends.
What? That's a player move right there.
What? No, anyway, yep, the Daily Mail is reporting that Cressida Bonas, who Harry dated for 2 years, and Chelsea Davy, who he dated on and off for 7 years, will both be in attendance since Harry has remained good friends with the women. And a source says, I don't think Meghan will mind.
And you know what? She probably wouldn't mind because she's a mature young lady, honey, so she probably wouldn't.
She don't really have the right to say much right now until she gets her foot in the door.
But, you know, normally black women, we ain't about to deal with that. No. I'm sorry. You know, I can speak for the black women, honey. Yeah. And we're not going to be putting up with your exes being there.
Thank you.
This case, if I'm marrying the prince,
I want them in attendance, darling.
I want you to see me be crowned as the princess.
Okay. I feel like a white side's cool with it, but a black side's like, bitch, you did what?
Right?
Half a neck roll. Not a full commitment, but you get half a neck roll. Mm-mm.
Well, regardless of who's there, honey, Meghan is going to be the only princess around.
Mm. All right, now.
And we may be getting another one in the form of a TV reboot because the company that owns the rights to Fresh Prince of Bel-Air has officially filed trademark docs for the Fresh Princess of Bel-Air.
Princess!
Oh, yeah!
What? No, don't be a hater.
Listen to the rest of the detail. Now, there's no official word that it's coming back or if Will be involved, but they're looking to secure the rights to all media platforms as well as merchandising rights, so one can only assume that something is in the works.
Oh.
You don't like it?
Because the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was what it was. When you, like, regentrify it and make it like a female, it takes the... You could potentially ruin something classic.
Listen, the Fresh Prince will always still be what it was,
exactly.
But the newer generation, they need their version of the Fresh Prince, which may not be the same. Make it a princess.
Let's just say if they do it with a female lead, right?
Okay.
Can I cast it?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Cardi B is the Fresh Princess of Bel-Air. They take her from the Bronx and move her to Bel-Air, where she has to learn how people do things in Beverly Hills.
No.
Like, Cardi B would be great. Because it's a whole fish out of water story all over again.
Yeah, she need her own fish out of water story.
And carrying on, and she'd be hiding from the people in Bloods and Blues.
On. Put it all in closed caption. She can be like, that's going to be the whole dialogue.
Ooh, checking my watch. You know what time it is?
What time?
Deal time.
Yeah!
Rat, Gary, Portia, I know you guys like taking pictures like everybody else in the world. And Gary, you just figured out how to make phone calls, so this is going to take your whole situation to the next level.
Oh, really?
You can add amazing DSLR-like effects to a standard smartphone camera with the accessory lens clip. Whether you got an iPhone, Samsung, Galaxy, or any other Android brand, it doesn't matter. The universal clip-on design is made to work with them all.
This is so cool! I love it.
It comes with a wide-angle lens, fisheye lens, and macro lens that allows you to magnify like never before.
It makes small things look big.
If you need more, the kit also includes lens covers and a carrying pouch that doubles as a microfiber cleaning cloth.
Sold! Ah. Awesome!
Then this kit has been seen as high as $40, but what? For $15, it can be yours!
Wow!
$15?
Now that's a real good deal, Headcrack.
Don't walk, run themorningsave.com right now so you can get your accessory lens clip today.
All right, y'all. Well, coming up, Oprah reveals what it's like to be super rich. Stay tuned.
Oh.
Welcome back. Jennifer Lawrence is out promoting her new film, Red Sparrow. And as a matter of fact, our friend Andrew Freund talks to her on this Friday's episode of Dish Nation. So make sure you check that out. But she recently did an interview with Vanity Fair magazine. And she talked about last summer, I believe, she was flying on a private plane and they had double engine failure. and the plane had to make an emergency landing. Nobody was hurt, but she said because of that, she went into full-on, like, post-traumatic stress syndrome and had to go to therapy for it because she was afraid to fly. And since then, every time she gets on a plane, the only thing that will soothe her nerves is watching Disney movies. She says, quote, "Thank you, Emma Watson, for Beauty and the Beast. I've seen it 6 or 7 times. If anybody has any questions about it, come to me."
But it didn't crash. I mean, it landed safely.
Still, Frank,
I mean,
double engine failure. Can you imagine?
What are the odds of that happening again? You just won the plane crash lotto.
Well, in the article, the interviewer also revealed that when she came to Jennifer Lawrence's house for a photo shoot, Jennifer was there with a friend, and while she was there, Jen's dog pooped. And get this, Jennifer Lawrence picked it up herself.
What, she expect her friend to pick it up? Of course she picked it up herself. I can't stand when they try to make these celebrities just above everybody else.
They're just like us.
If they own a dog and it poops, guess who's picking it up?
Yes, that's what keeps you humble.
I was walking my dog back in the day out here, and I ran into Ellen on the trail, and Ellen was picking up her dog poop.
Yeah, me and Sandra Bullock, our dogs were playing together there, and our dog stopped to poop, and she bent down and picked up the poop, and I was like, I always did like Sandra. Old Sandy.
Oh, I'd love to see her bend down and pick up my poop. Moving on, Oprah doing press is the gift that keeps on giving. Oprah and Reese and Mindy are out promoting Oprah's movie, A Wrinkle in Time, and they sat down with E! News, and they were able to find out some fun facts about the ladies.
Now, Oprah, you recently said you don't answer your own phone.
Yeah.
But you do pay your own bills.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so can I play a little game with you guys? Who pumps their own gas?
I do. I don't.
I don't. I do. I gotta just say, I wouldn't know what to do.
I would. It would come back to you. That's all.
Okay,
even the cameraman's laughing. I actually took someone to the airport recently. I was saying, make sure you have your ticket. And they were like, what? And I said, they don't have tickets anymore.
So she doesn't pump her own gas, and she doesn't know about plane tickets, but she still drives people to the airport.
Oh, that is?
That's one thing I won't do. I'm like, no.
No, yeah.
Sorry.
You're like, no, I'll call you a car. I'll pay for it. Well, now that you're a Dish Nation diva, what do you not do anymore?
The thing I don't do anymore? Give a damn.
Yeah, well, you never really did give a damn.
I never really did, though.
No. You never did laundry or housework or anything like that.
I did laundry and housework this weekend.
You did?
Mm-hmm. I actually made dinner, too, and ran a bubble bath for my lady.
I don't believe you.
I really did. Call her up. She cried.
Why don't you just do
I
that?
I stopped being romantic once I became a Dish Nation diva, and now I'm bringing it back.
Coming up, we continue our celebration of Black History Month, and we are going to be celebrating someone who is very special to our very own Portia.
Me?
And don't forget to head on over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Today for Black History Month, we're shining a light on an American civil rights leader, my grandfather, Reverend Hosea Williams.
Hey.
Oh, yay! My grandfather, Reverend Hosea Williams, aggressively but nonviolently protested racial discrimination in some of the most dangerous confrontations of the civil rights movement. He became one of Martin Luther King Jr.'s most trusted lieutenants. And on March the 7th, 1965, also known as Bloody Sunday, Hosea Williams and fellow activist John Lewis withstood beatings by the police at the Edmund Pettus Bridge as they attempted to lead the Selma to Montgomery March. This led to President Lyndon Johnson signing the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
That's awesome.
He was known as Martin Luther King's Bull in a China Cabinet because he was the one who would rile everyone up together and get them excited about the mission and the purpose and all that.
So he would pump them up.
He would pump them up. And, you know, I can remember when I was around 6 or 7 years old, I actually marched with them in Clayton County. I remember them throwing rocks at us and calling us.
That is just, I don't watch what, that is so touching.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. So if you want to donate to my grandfather's charity, it's forhosea.org.
Well, shout out not to only your grandfather, but also you for continuing to keep his legacy alive in the things that you do.
Thank you.
Woo!
Love
Willie.
You. Love you, Babu.
Them rocks would have bounced right off you, though.
Now.
Yeah.
Like, psh, psh. Right. Right.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.